Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks North Star Borough government employee has tested positive for COVID-19. According to a borough release, officials were notified last night about the test result. It's the first time an FNSB employee has been confirmed to have the disease. The borough says affected offices in its downtown Juanita Helms Administration Center have been closed, and the workspaces along with common areas will be cleaned and sanitized. The FNSB announcement did not specify which borough department was affected, and officials could not be reached for comment this morning. The borough says it's going through contact tracing, and anyone identified as having come into close contact with the positive employee will be notified. A borough assembly legislative priorities meeting that was scheduled for tonight has been canceled. The Juanita Helms Administration Center has been open by appointment only since March 15th, and that status has not changed with the positive case confirmation. Strong thunderstorms are forecast to move across the central interior this afternoon and tonight. National Weather Service senior meteorologist Christopher Cox says a low pressure system is moving south out of the Brooks Range, and passage of the front is expected to generate potentially strong thunderstorms along a line from Bettles to Fairbanks and Northway.
Any of these thunderstorms could produce strong winds, small hail, and frequent lightning, as well as brief heavy rains.
Cox cautions that the hail could pose a threat to gardens.
Hail up to a half inch, maybe 3/4 inch, could damage vegetables.
Cox says the storms are forecast to lessen in intensity tonight, then dissipate and be followed by rain showers by tomorrow morning. A special weather statement says up to half an inch of rain could fall through tonight and result in minor flooding of small streams. I'm Dan Bross.